Good day, Life Group leaders. Nathan Shireman here. I'm our Community Life Pastor at the Lewis Center campus. Today, I want to take some time to talk to you about your continuing development as a Life Group leader and how important it is to keep learning and growing and dreaming. So at the risk of letting you in on how old I really am, when I was in elementary school, I remember sitting at a computer for the first time and learning a computer program called BASIC. It was like a series of numbers that you typed out and commands that you could type out to get this computer to do something truly amazing, like a dot moving on the screen or to display a phrase or to play tones to make music. Truly amazing. We spent hours learning this brand new technology, and my entire class got really good at it. But at the time, I don't think any of us at the moment really realized what computers would be like 10 years from then. And I mean, how could we have known? So each and every year, you know, the technology was moving so quickly that every year we were learning something new. And by the time we hit high school, all the elementary knowledge of computers was helpful, but it was almost obsolete. So like the fundamentals were the same, but the game had changed quite a bit. Now, if I had just learned that basic computer program and had never been taught anything else about computers through high school, I would have had the basic knowledge of what a computer was and the reason behind a computer, but I wouldn't have had any skills to effectively use those computers in that day, because I wouldn't have kept up to date with all the ever-changing landscape of computing. So if you're going to be good at something, like really, really good at something, you have to continually educate yourself and let others educate you. And that's the exact same thing for life group leadership. I personally have been leading life groups for decades now, and I have tried and true methods for leading. But you know, I have to admit, at times I've rested on those tried and true methods for quite too long without forcing myself to adapt and grow. And I've met like new people, experienced new situations, and had groups that have really, really challenged me and my leadership skills. And I've had to learn to always be a learner, you know, to always be in a cohort or a group of people I can bounce ideas off of and learn from. So here at LifePoint, we know that you as a leader play a critical role in the overall health of our church body. And we know that if you're leading well and your leadership style is healthy and growing, that there's a good chance that our church as a whole is going to be growing and healthy also. And that's why the pastors and staff, we've invested a lot of time in creating and encouraging learning and growing areas for our life group leaders. So for the remainder of this leader cast, I want to address three focused ways that we learn and grow as a leader. And through these three things that we've established, which are life group coaching span of care, the life group new leader orientation video library, and the leader cast, through these three things, these are great ways to grow and to educate ourselves continually. So first off, coaching. I cannot stress to you enough how important it is for you to respond to your coach and attend their huddles, please. Our coaches care about you and they want to help you grow as a leader. They're there to listen, to encourage you, to help you process next steps, to pray with you, to be the first point of contact and all the good stuff and all the not so good stuff. And they're there to help you grow spiritually, right? So if you're not actively participating in our coaching span of care, you're missing out on an amazing opportunity to grow. And we're not designed to lead alone. Remember that. We're going to eventually crash and burn if we try to lead alone. So your coach is there to walk with you and to protect you from burnout. So please get in touch with your coach and communicate with them. And secondly, we have recently produced some very helpful videos found in the Leader Resources section of the Life Group tab on the LifePoint webpage. It's the same place you get your leader casts and the same place that you get your wildlife and closer look materials. These three videos, they're there right now. They help us learn about wildlife, serve the city, multiplication, and we're working on another video that will help us see how our core values are best lived out in life group. So these videos are produced to help the new leader learn some valuable information, but it's also there to help the seasoned leaders be reminded of some of the critical things in life group. So if you haven't watched these short videos, I encourage you to do so. And then lastly, the LeaderCast. So thank you for listening to the LeaderCast. The Community Life pastors record these LeaderCasts with the intent of helping you grow as a leader. We've covered topics that range from personal development to practical steps you can take in group to accomplish certain goals. And each month we pray that you're going to take time to listen and reflect on what is said. And we try to keep it short and to the point because we know you're all busy, but at the same time we know how much continual development is important to your leadership. And we as Community Life pastors, we're learning right alongside of you, and we know it's important to be educated and gain new perspective too, so we're definitely not asking you to do anything that we're not doing ourselves. So with these three resources, I hope you're going to find encouragement and education, and know that as you grow, it's going to inspire your group to grow. So don't let the routine drag you down, but instead be renewed in meeting together and learning together and in sharing with one another, and allow God to use all three of these resources to grow you. Hopefully your heart will be open to new possibilities and techniques. And ultimately, you know, the point is that we want to lead His people well, right? We want to equip you to help other people take their next step in their spiritual journey. So until next time, keep praying for growth personally and corporately.